looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change, wishing you could keep the faith, longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Victoria Rosemary Anderson, take Charles for your lawful wedded husband.
I'm sorry, we can't hear that here in the back.
Speak up, dear. She did. And do you, Charles Raymond Burrow, take Victoria to be your lawfully wedded wife for as long as you both shall live?
It's not that you're, I really think that you're, the thing is that... Yeah, I do.
Did you hear that, Mr. Siegel?
Perfectly.
Then with the power vested in me by the state of Nevada, I now pronounce you man and wife.
And no kiss? Where's the kiss? I want to see a little kiss.
Welcome to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan, and I'm back in the studio after a little trip out of town, which I will talk about here in a moment. So today we're doing a psychic free-for-all, and because it's Mercury retrograde, we have an inevitable glitch in our system. So the usual number to call, the 877 number, is not currently in service. So the number to call today, a special number just for you for your psychic reading, is 425-644-5620. Again, that number is 425-644-5620. Apparently, there was some weird little thing that happened and our number got disconnected. So there you go. Happy Mercury retrograde, everybody. So, yeah. Hi. Back from my little trip. The reason that I was not here last Monday was because at approximately this exact time, I was in Las Vegas, Nevada, marrying the love of my life. Yes, Elvis walked me down the aisle and gave me away at the Graceland Wedding Chapel. It was amazing. It was a really, really incredible experience. I couldn't recommend it higher to anybody that really wants to, you know, have the whole fun Elvis-y thing. But at the same time, it was probably the most tender and sweet ceremony I've ever witnessed. Incredible. So it was pretty fun that it was at my wedding. So big, big shout out to everybody at the Graceland Wedding Chapel in Vegas. They were just extraordinary. From our limo driver, Robert, who was just an angel, and the minister, the photographer, our Elvis was just off the charts cool. It was amazing. And the reason that we went to Graceland Chapel as opposed to one of the other many wedding chapels in Vegas was it's been there for over 50 years. It's the only freestanding or the oldest freestanding wedding chapel on the Strip. And, of course, it's the site of the original Elvis wedding, which, you know, is the big thing in Vegas. But here was the clincher. Here was why Mark and I decided we were going to get married at the Graceland Wedding Chapel in Vegas, because John Bon Jovi married his longtime love there. Yeah. Yep. That's where they got married. So anyway, that just sealed the deal for us. So anyway, that's what I was doing last Monday, literally at this time. And it was quite a week. We got married on Monday. We actually flew down there on Saturday and hung out and got married on Monday and came home on Tuesday. Basically, Christmas shopped Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday was my 50th birthday. Yep, the 5-0, big 5-0. So, yeah, so it was rather auspicious week. I can honestly say it was just off the charts. The whole week was amazing. So, anyway, just a big thank you to everybody who made that week possible, friends, family, and Mark in particular. Pretty incredible. So, good to be back. Hope everybody's had a great couple of weeks, and countdown to Christmas begins. Actually, we celebrated Christmas early because Mark's kids were with us this weekend. So we're kind of weirded out because we're all done with Christmas and we have another week to go. So anyway, tomorrow is the winter solstice. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. December 21st this year, the longest night of the year. And it's one of the most sacred holidays on the wheel of the year, the original Earth calendar. It's a really amazing time to make a manifestation covenant. What that is a contract between you and God outlining all the blessings that you wish to manifest in your life over the coming 12 months. So here's a really fun and magical little ritual to do. You know, you could do it tonight, you could do it tomorrow, you could do it the next day, within the next few days, would take advantage of that solstice energy. Not to mention the fact that we have a full moon with a full lunar eclipse. So is there any wonder that the phone line was down today? I'm telling you, it's wacky out there, energetically and otherwise. It's pretty wild times. So great little ritual to do. List everything in your life that you want to manifest in as much detail as possible. So, you know, if it takes 20 pages, so be it. In present tense, as if you've already received it. And this is, you know, you guys have heard me talking about this kind of thing before in the manifestation shows, that you always want to write your lists as if they've already happened. At the top of the list, you want to write, "I give thanks that I now manifest the following." And then you can just bullet point everything if you want, or you can get very, very detailed and write it in essay form. At the bottom of that list, you write, "This or something better now manifests for me in divine and perfect ways for the good of all." I will repeat that for you. "This or something better now manifests for me in divine and perfect ways for the good of all." Then you want to keep that list somewhere sacred. Put it in a special box, tuck it into a Bible or an important book, put it on your altar, and don't touch it until next year at the solstice. You'll be amazed at how much of your list will actually come to fruition. Pretty amazing little tradition to do. If you haven't already done it, absolutely start it this year. Yule, or the winter solstice, is a time of awakening. And in the ancient times, this was when the sun was reborn, because, again, it's the longest night of the year. And then the very next day, we have the light time of the year begins. It's so interesting because the myth of Christ being born on December 24th dovetails the myths that predate Christ by 50,000 years of the God being born of the virgin goddess. And so it's really an incredibly powerful time to celebrate that rebirth energy, regardless of what religion you might belong to or regardless of what your belief systems are. It's just a very powerful energetic time frame. So there's some great little customs besides the solstice box. That just happens to be one of my favorites. But burning a Yule log, that's an oak or birch log decorated with ribbons, greenery, holly berries, that type of thing, to represent the fire of the returning sun. You can burn bayberry candles for prosperity. You can write wishes on bay leaves. That's one I really love to do. You just use a Sharpie, you know, write them on the bay leaf and then toss them into a fire. Bake cookies or bread using cinnamon, which is a traditional spice representing the sun. And stay up and watch the sunrise. And toast the returning sun king with hot ginger-spiced cider is another really fun one to do. So there you have some very fun little rituals you can do to celebrate rebirth. And I don't know about you all, but I am pretty ready for 2011. I'm pretty darn tootin' ready for 2010 to wrap up. I really am. And it's been obviously, hello, for me, an extraordinary year. Absolutely extraordinary. And really challenging in a lot of other ways. So, and I think that that's probably, I'll go out on a little bit of a limb here and maybe speak for a lot of my listeners, that they've been having that same kind of juxtaposition of blessings and curses over the last several years. But this year's been an interesting one. So from everything I'm hearing from astrologers that I trust, 2011, the energy does start to have more of a forward movement, more of a opportunity to actually create, as opposed to, you know, the endings and the cleaning up that we've been doing for a while. So that's pretty fun. So I just am of the mindset that, you know, the more you can party about it, the better. So this is a good time to do that. I'm going to give out that local number one more time. We do have Oliver on the line. So Oliver, hang in there, babe. When we come back from break, we're going to get to you. But anybody else that would like a reading today, the number's 425-644-5620. Again, 425-644-5620. So is 106.9 HD3 working? Oh, cool. All right. Shout out to all my listeners on our HD channel. That's pretty cool. You want to get the show archives, go to my website, michellemorgan.org, on the radio show page. You can click right on the shows and listen to them straight there. Of course, if there's a topic you'd like me to cover on the show, I would love for you to send me an email, which you can do off of my website, or you can shoot me a message on my Facebook fan page. And to find me on Facebook, go to my website, michellemorgan.org, click on the Facebook icon in the links box on the right side of any page, and it'll take you straight in, and you can get involved with the fans. Woohoo! So, what do you say we do the Cosmic Critter?
Talk with the animals! Talk with the animals! Grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals! And they can squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me!
And we have a quite perfect animal for today, as usual. The cockatoo showed up. I'm getting these animals, as always, out of the book Animal Spirit Guides by Dr. Stephen Farmer, who has a show on this channel, Earth Magic Radio, 4 p.m. Thursdays. Here's what cockatoo says. Let go of your agenda and do something spontaneous and out of the ordinary. Do something special to demonstrate your love and care for your mate or one of your closest friends. What an appropriate time of year to be doing that type of thing. You're about to embark on an important learning process, whether through formal education or self-study, which will require your dedication, perseverance, and yet be very stimulating and fulfilling. That's kind of interesting because I've actually been talking to a number of clients who are looking at going back to school or taking some classes after the first of the year. So that's pretty cool. Here's the next meaning. Bolster your self-esteem by refusing to demean, put down, or criticize yourself for at least one full day. I know some people that that's going to be a little challenging for, and y'all know who I'm talking about. And the final meaning, this is so cool. I'm going to take this one very personally. The lover you're with is a keeper and will be a responsible and affectionate mate. No kidding. That is completely appropriate. So we are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines and get this psychic free-for-all holiday party started. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Don't go away.
Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
fever, Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing all those hopes down the drain. Fever, Las Vegas turning day into
dissatisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Take my hand, take my
Michelle Morgan, you're listening to Living on a Prayer, and Barb is playing the three songs that Elvis sang to us during our ceremony. The wedding was 12 minutes long. It was amazing. We were in and out of there so fast. It was awesome. 12 minutes long, and we got three songs. That were actually four songs, because, yeah. Anyway, there you go. All right, we're going straight to the phone lines, kids. Oliver in Seattle.
Hello.
Hey, Oliver, how are you, baby?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Good. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's nice to hear yours, too.
So what can I do for you?
I just was outside of my comfort zone for the last, 3 months.
Okay.
I went back to school for the first time in 10 years, and it didn't go really well.
Okay.
It seems like as much growth as I've done in the last few years, part of me is totally afraid of getting better.
Yeah.
Of making the change permanent.
Yeah. Yep.
And it manifests itself for me in panic attacks.
Okay.
And they've been really bad since October.
Okay. Well, remind me what you are astrologically, honey.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Well, you know I'm a Sag, and my producer Barb's a Sag, so here we are, little Sagittarian party. Makes total sense. Yeah, I've been doing anxiety, Barb. Barb's totally agreeing with the anxiety thing. So you know, I don't know if that's comforting or not, Oliver, but apparently we should have a Sagittarian support group.
Yeah.
But here's the interesting thing. So, you know, I know you and I've worked with you. And so I know what you've been doing to heal yourself and really shift some things. And you've made some very, very real changes in your psyche. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet. So here's, without question, the greatest challenge of doing true change work. And this is why I say this all the time, and I'll say it again. And I'm going to give you, this is a pretty pretty generous estimate. 85 to 90% of people will never do true change work. They'll do behavioral change. They'll do a lot of self-help stuff. They'll read a lot of books. They'll try a lot of things, but they'll never actually do the kind of work that, say, NLP-based modalities that get in there and actually reprogram the neural pathways in the brain because of what you're experiencing. Once you start to truly change, once you make that commitment that you're tired of dinking around and, you know, doing the same old, and experimenting with things, and you really want to actually make change, you can't. There's no going back.
Yeah.
Once you've walked through that door, then it is commitment that gets compounded. That's, you know, one of my greatest arguments with the whole New Age is this crazy idea that I guarantee you is nothing more than a marketing ploy, truly, that, well, if you are on a spiritual path, if you really do, you know, if you do this kind of work over here, or you say these magic words over here, or, you know, whatever it is, then you never have a negative thought. You never have a bad moment. Life is love, light, and bliss. And that is complete and total, you know what?
Yeah.
And those of you who know me well know how hard it is for me to not use a very colorful expletive when I'm talking about this stuff. Because to me, that's the worst possible myth, that sets up nothing but failure for people. The truth is, when you have a relationship with God, your life does not get easier. Okay. It gets better, but it does not get easier. You become more tested. You become, it becomes more and more crucial and essential that you are in integrity, so that anything that's out of integrity is going to be just screaming in your face. And the way that that screaming in your face will show up for some of us is anxiety and panic. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And what that really is, honey, and I know you've heard me tell you this before, Oliver, but I'm going to tell it to you again, and I love you so much for a lot of reasons. You're one of my favorite people in the world, no kidding. I'm so thrilled that you called today, because this is such a huge question for so many people. And it's so important to talk about this, that what you're experiencing, that anxiety, as terrifying as it is and as debilitating as it is, everything has a blessing and a curse. The curse is totally obvious. The blessing in that is it's just some aspect of your psyche that is begging to be seen, that wants so much to change, that wants you to recognize it and give it a different way of being. And so whether you do that through, you know, more of the counseling work or prayer or whatever, you know, whatever technique that you're utilizing, and all of those techniques work, to help support change. True change requires very specific kind of work. But the more you're willing to see the blessing in that, as hard as that is, the faster that's going to shift for you. And so that being said, it's interesting what I'm looking at from a psychic standpoint for you. Is it possible, honey, that the direction that you were going in with the schooling turned out to not be what was really calling to you from a heart place?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel stifled by the structure of school.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love to learn, mm-hmm. but I kind of realized that that's not for me.
Yeah.
And yeah. That was the like last resort. Like I had no idea what I was going to do, so I went back to school. So now I don't know. Really don't know what to do, what to try next.
Right. You bet. And so this is the crucial point where you've taken some action. You were guided. You were guided to do that, to learn what works and what doesn't. I'll tell you what, kiddo, you can't manifest what you want till you've experienced what you don't want. I'm the queen of that. Absolutely the queen of that. So the good news is you went to school and you experienced what you don't want. Fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're at that place where your human psyche is going to go, oh my gosh, I moved in that direction that I thought was the right thing and it's a failure. Now I'm a failure, or, you know, wherever the brain is going. And there's that feeling of now I don't know what to do. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that is a very, very human, very natural, and in some ways, very necessary response to your experience. And here's why it's necessary. It's natural and it's normal because it's just human. That's the human's always going to go to that place. The necessity of it is those shadow places, those dark places, those places that we question ourselves so vehemently. That's where we have the most opportunity and the most drive and motivation to reach our hand out to God and say, show me what I'm supposed to do here, because I don't have a freaking clue. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. This is why I am such a fanatic about having an intimate relationship with God. You know, having a relationship, polarity-based relationship with God as provider, protector, for you being masculine, the God that you work with is going to be your ultimate leader. He's your ultimate, you know, father figure, boss, mentor, however you want to see him. But he's in that position of, while being an authority figure, ultimately, he is testing you. He's working with you. He's literally on the battlefield, shoulder to shoulder with you, and cheering you on at the same time, believing in you in a way that no other human being can. And so that relationship, this is the perfect time to be cultivating that relationship. And here's the other thing that's so important to remember. The minute you think about reaching out for God, he's already crossed the distance. You know, he doesn't do 50-50. God doesn't do halfway. God comes all the way over the second you even think about it. So that's all you have to know right now. You don't even have to, you know, really know who God is right now. Just start being willing to reach out and ask for that guidance. And this is, and I even get caught in this, big time get caught in this, this idea that, and I end up arguing with God all the time about these things, but, where I will follow the guidance that I receive, very clear guidance, and it will be what seems like a dead end, or will seem like, you know, some door getting slammed in my face. And I know this stuff. I preach this stuff, for crying out loud. But I still find myself going into this place of going, okay, one of two things just happened. I either heard the wrong guidance, or God's just messing with me. Right? And neither one of those is appropriate, because the truth is, we're always guided to do exactly what we need to do in order to strengthen, grow, learn. And the only times that happens, honey, is when we're tested. You know, we have to go through those challenges. That's when we really know what we're made of. And especially for the masculine, you know, that's the warrior in you, babe, being asked to come out. So for a little while, the energy that I'm getting right now specifically for you, remind me how old you are?
I'm 28.
Okay. Between now and probably about, I want to say the end of tail end of February, early March. And I'd be willing to bet you, from the energy I'm looking at here, that this is probably a very specific astrological transit, because it feels like it has this definitive energy that you're probably going to be dealing with anxiety. So you're going to have to do what you have to do to not just handle it, but to utilize it, honor it, respect it, and get everything you can out of it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it sucks. Believe me, if I could wave a magic wand, kiddo, and take that crap away from you, I probably would.
I just have to learn to look at it in terms of a good and a bad.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. Oh, and God bless you for saying that, because that's the thing. A lot of people would say, well, you need to just, you know, you just need to focus on the good in it. No, you don't. You need to be okay with the fact that it's not okay to feel that way.
Right.
You can totally own that. You can hate every second of that anxiety. That's important to honor yourself in that, because that is just horrific feeling. I hate anxiety, but it's so familiar to me. But at the same time, as you're owning the pain of it and the distress of it and hating it, I want you to recognize that there's a gift in there, and I want you to be willing to walk through the fire to find that treasure, okay? Because it's going to point the way to whatever needs to shift in you, whatever needs to be seen in you, the truth that needs to be seen in you. The fact is, what you went back to school for is not only the wrong direction, but you got a phenomenal understanding that that structural setup doesn't work for you either. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, okay? All schooling does not have that structure. So be willing to continue to check out, and this is where you ask for guidance, and this is where the magical stuff happens, okay? This is where you just put it out there and say, okay, God, no idea what I'm supposed to be doing. Show me. On a daily basis, ask to be shown. End of February, you're going to have what feels to me like a clearing. And I want to explain this very carefully, because it's not like you're going to wake up, you know, on February 28th and go, oh, Eureka, I feel fabulous, and now I know exactly what I'm doing. You might. I'm not going to say that's not going to happen, but probably not. It's probably going to be more of a sense over a number of weeks of that fog sort of clearing, of the anxiety either slowing down, quieting a bit, or you just getting really good at going, okay, I got anxiety, what do I need to do with it? And then there's a feeling here of a conversation or some sort of communication that takes place between you and another person. It's nobody that's in the picture right now that I can see. This feels more to me like something that you are researching or looking into between now and then. And that's the next doorway for you. It does have an educational energy, big time educational energy, but it feels, to be honest with you, it feels more to me like, I want to say like a one-on-one or a, what's the word I'm looking for? Where it's hands-on, where you're in an environment, say a work environment, but you're learning as you're doing the job. Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Less sitting in a classroom, reading out of a book, that type of thing. I'm not going to say it doesn't have any of that element, but not to the extent that the other schooling that you just went through had.
Okay.
And it's going to suit your nature so much more. You definitely, honey, first of all, you got to give yourself a heck of a lot more credit than you do. And you have to be willing to realize that God has inspired in you a need and a desire to not play by the rules. Okay? That's actually one of your greatest gifts, Oliver. It really is. It's absolutely one of your greatest gifts. But it has to be used very wisely, and it has to be used very appropriately. We're coming into a time frame as a species, but I think we can just look at it from a national perspective and see the truth of this, that it's all about the old structures just don't work anymore.
Yeah.
They're ridiculous, in fact. They're so out of integrity, and they so don't suit any of us where we're headed. And so you have to be willing to pioneer, which means you have to be willing to trust that there are, in fact, structures out there that don't have the old way about them. And you can find them. You can be guided to them. You can create them. You can get in on the ground floor of whatever. But you have to know that it's not by accident, honey, and it's not some fatal flaw in your character that you don't want to play by the rules. Oliver, I think it would be an unmitigated tragedy if that aspect of you was ever caged, truly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know for a fact that that aspect of you has not served you in the past because of its expression, but all it was doing was trying to get your attention, you know, and you have a much different foundation now, sweetheart. You really do. And I know sometimes it can be hard to see that. I struggle to see the foundation that I have at times. I really do. For what that's worth, you know, you've got to be able to give yourself a break and then grab onto the treasures in all of this challenge that you're feeling and trust God first and foremost that through all of this, he in fact is guiding you. He's making you uncomfortable enough that you'll seek some other direction. But there's the choice point. That's where the free will thing comes in, okay? Because a lot of people, a vast majority of people, when they hit that place, when they hit that place of supposed failure or anxiety or, you know, brick wall or pick your analogy, they give up. They give up and say, well, see, obviously this God thing doesn't work. Obviously, you know, whatever their excuse is. When in fact it's God saying, no, I'm going to ruffle your feathers, kid, so you'll look in a different direction.
Okay.
So promise me that you'll do that. Promise?
Yeah, I do promise.
Good. Yeah. And I'll tell you something. It's so interesting. There's three cards that have come up so far for you that are about karmic completion. Okay. There's only about four cards in the tarot deck that are talk about karmic completion. You got three of them. So this time frame has a deeper meaning to it. That's why it feels as big as it does. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, you're not just figuring out who you're going to be in this lifetime. You're figuring out who you're going to be in all your lifetimes. And this is a defining point. So trust yourself, trust God more, and keep on seeking. And don't ever stifle that part of you that says, I don't want to play by the rules. You're going to find a direction, kiddo, that's going to suit you, I promise.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I love you.
Love you too.
You have a great one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, man, he is a powerhouse, that one. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, We're going to go to Andy in Hawaii. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer.
Now that I've found a love so true, I got a pocket full of rainbows, got an arm full of you. Kiss me extra tender, hold me extra tight, 'cause I'm saving your sweetness for a lonely night.
Dissatisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong and will never part.
And we're back.
Love me.
Vocal stylings of Mr. Elvis Presley. The king of rock and roll. Long live the king, and he does live. Let me tell you what. Our Elvis was really tall. He was like probably 6.5 feet tall. And he had on a black jumpsuit with red jewels. He was gorgeous. He was absolutely gorgeous. Quite fun. All right, we're going back to the phone lines. We got Andy in Hawaii. Andy?
Hello?
How are you?
Actually, I'm Sandy, like Sandy Beach from Hawaii.
Sandy, thank you, Barbaloo. All right,
so Barbara.
We got your right name now. Sandy, how are you?
I'm good. All the talk about anxiety got me a little nervous. But I have to start with saying it's so funny that you're playing Elvis, because I discovered Elvis really in Hawaii. I got a couple of CDs from where I was living, and I listen to him every night, and I exercise, and I work out, and I dance.
Nice.
I know. My friends are all cracking up like, what are you doing with Elvis? But I love him.
Elvis is awesome. I'm telling you.
I know.
The man is an icon for a really darn tootin' good reason. So.
he's got a great voice.
Yes, he does. So what can I look at for you today, my dear?
Well, here I am. I'm going island to island in the Hawaiian Islands. I don't know. I've been to Kauai, and now I'm on Maui. And I'm really from Santa Barbara. And I was a stressed-out nurse, and my son moved out, and my relationship wasn't going in the direction I wanted. So I thought I would just close shop, ship my car over here until I had things pretty much figured out.
Right.
So it's been about 3 months,
okay. And
I intend on staying like 3 more months.
Okay.
And I really love it. I love it a lot. But here's the thing. The relationship I am in, mm-hmm. Jenny, she came to see me, and we decided that we were going to live together, that we're going to go back to Santa Barbara. So it's kind of a feeling of, I had all this done, like this big cosmic spatula, just turned my life all over crazy. I'm learning how to like boogie board. And now the feeling of going back to Santa Barbara, going, it's not like I'm going back to something old and horrible, but it's because I don't think I could live here forever either. I'm right. not really, I don't really feel like I could connect here, and I haven't made any friends here.
Right.
I've just sort of, people are really nice here, but I'm not really in the mojo of like hanging out here for the rest of my life.
Sure.
So now I'm kind of thinking, I'm really excited that we're together. But now I'm sort of, I'm wondering like if this time apart was to show me something, I'm a firm believer in God. I've died and saw and came back. I mean, I'm there, you know, mm-hmm. I'm a hospice nurse. I'm there, I think. But so my question is like, if you were to throw some cards, like how do you see what comes up for me and Jenny living a life together?
Okay. So tell me what the two of you are astrologically.
I'm an Aries. I think I'm a double Aries. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And she says she's always a Libra, but you know what? Whenever I look up her horoscope, she's a Virgo because she's on the cusp.
Okay. Okay.
I think she's September 24th, but she's Libra, Virgo.
Okay. So the first thing that comes up is this is more for you than it is for her, meaning this time right now is pivotal for you. Is there quite an age difference between the two of you?
I would say I'm 51 and she's 56.
Okay. It's interesting. I would have pegged her as younger and much younger than you.
Huh.
So is there some emotional age difference there at times?
Actually she's a therapist and she's probably more grounded and, she's probably more serious or grounded and, you know, she thinks things out.
Okay.
To where I'm more, you know, wahoo, who cares if I don't.
Yeah, that's Aries. That's the fly by the seat of your pants. Let's move to Hawaii energy, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, well, it's interesting because when I'm looking at this psychically, I look at the two of you together and it looks to me like in the context of the relationship that she is the younger one. She has more vulnerability. There's more trust issues for her. There's more, she's got sort of some old stuff. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So you are definitely coming up here as at a time frame, probably chronologically, but also just astrologically and energetically, where it's really about you being more in your truth than I think you've ever been before. And not even just in how you're expressing yourself, say, career-wise, but just kind of how you are walking in the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm more, I got egoed out for a minute. What did you say? I was more
cool. Well, let's let your head deflate slightly so you can so your ears aren't plugged. I love
it. Yeah, it got so big. The phone went away from my head.
I was saying, oh, you're fun. I'm going to come hang out in Hawaii with you. I was saying that this is really about you coming into a truth that you haven't before, not just in career, but in literally the way you're walking in the world. It's a very powerful time for you, really powerful. And so it's so interesting that now is she coming to be with you in Hawaii?
Actually, she just left yesterday.
Okay. All right. So you're going to have.
She came for 2 weeks, which was great.
Okay, cool. So, but you're going to have a little time here to just be with you, right? Is that how that's going to work?
Right.
Okay.
I don't even know when I think I'm going to stay as long as March. I kind of want to wait until, you know, when you go on a fast and you know when it's over by when it's. Your body will just say, okay.
Yeah, ready.
So my body is nowhere near to say, okay.
Yeah, no, I think you need to stay in that energy, in that environment for at least another 3 months. I would actually tell you, you could be there through April, possibly into May. Meaning that's a choice, you know, I would tell you to trust your instincts, but I would also tell you to probably stretch it out a little bit longer. There's going to be some things that happen in January and early February that are going to, determine the length of time you stay. It feels to me like something that you get involved in, that is about self-expression. So, I can't emphasize this more. It's not about relationship right now. for you. It's really not. And I when I'm looking at the relationship itself, it feels good. I'm not getting anything that would say, oh my gosh, you know, that needs to go by the wayside. It just really feels so interesting to me that it's so much on hold at this point. And I feel like Jenny's got some stuff that she can focus on too. And this is probably where her Libra nature will come in the most, is around the relationship and those trust issues and some of those insecurities may be flaring up here in the next few months. Because I just see this need for you to be very, very, not self-absorbed, but self-focused. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Who did you recently have a conversation with, like literally in the last, I want to say 3 weeks or so, about either volunteering your time somewhere or getting involved in some sort of people-oriented thing? Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I think being here and not having anything to do on Christmas, I was talking with a person about, and I'm not going to be that upset, you know, just, you know, be a little lonely, but I mean, I can deal with it.
Sure.
But I was thinking about trying to find volunteer work while I'm here to be of better, you know, use.
Yeah. So keep pursuing that, because that is a definitive doorway, and it's going to lead to what feels to me like potentially more than just volunteer work. An opportunity, and it feels like a program of some sort that you get to have some pretty serious input in. Now, I'm also hearing to tell you, and this is 100% free will. You know that, right? I mean, you know that you will determine what you end up doing ultimately. But what's being offered up here over the next number of months, it feels like an opportunity to potentially stay in Hawaii for the next couple of years. So I want you to at least promise me you'll be open to that, because this looks really powerful, and it looks like a situation of you, again, being involved in a program. You need to be doing something that's very passionate, that's very real, and that makes a difference. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, I would imagine you're bored and you get pretty restless and dissatisfied. So what's coming for you has that kind of energy. It has that passionate, let's make a difference, let's do something kind of out of the box. It's so interesting that's the theme, seems to be the theme here in the readings I'm doing today, and it has been for a while, because that's what's going on the planet energetically. It's time to think outside the box. So just the best advice, quote unquote, I could give you right now would be to be open to this looking like something different than what you're thinking it's going to look like. All right. So, you know, it's cool to say you're going to be there for another 3 months, but also be willing to tack on the end of that thought or something better, and be open to something unfolding that actually keeps you there for a little while and puts you in a whole different ball game as far as your self-expression and your truth. I don't know how else to put it. So,
okay, well, definitely have that in mind.
Yeah, I would tell you to be very open to that. I think if you were to walk away from whatever gets offered to you simply because you had it in your head that it was going to look this other way, that could potentially be something you would regret later. And as far as like going back to Santa Barbara, that does not come up here very strongly right now. Not at this point. And doesn't mean you won't do it, but it feels to me like the truer direction is going to be to stay there and pursue this opportunity that's going to show up. I don't get the sense of you being in Hawaii for 10 years, but I'm here in a good couple of years is potentially on the horizon. Okay?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do me a favor, Sandy, and keep me in the loop. I'll be really curious to see how this unfolds for you.
Okay. And how do I keep you? I just dialed your number really quickly as I was going through my live radio channel.
Cool. Well, you can get onto my website, Michelle Morgan, Michelle with one L, morgan.org, and you can email me through there, or you can get onto my Facebook fan page if you would like. And you can do that through my website as well. And then you can stay connected and let me know what happens.
Okay, thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome. I'm sending you a ton of angels, girl. You have some fun in the sun for me, okay?
Woohoo, thank you.
You bet. Have a great holiday.
Happy.
Bye-bye. All righty. We're going to Claire in Virginia.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Claire. How are you, babe?
Okay. Congratulations on your marriage.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate that. It's a good, good, good thing.
I talked to you earlier in the year. I'm the one that's been writing poetry.
Mm. And, yes, ma'am.
And it evolved into a book that just was published.
Congratulations to you, girl.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Kind of amazing. And I just wanted to see what the cards and what the guides are saying.
You bet. So I want you to do me a favor. I want you to send me an email, or Facebook me with a link to, information on the book, and I'll get it up on my, Facebook page. Okay.
Great. I really had on the front page of our newspaper last week, and I had a book signing at Borders.
That is so cool.
Gotten a lot of good response.
Oh, that is.
Mother's Tears. It's on Amazon.com.
Good for you. Oh, that is, I'm really proud of you. I am really proud that you've done that. So here's what's coming. More of the same, more creativity, more expression of creativity, specifically in the writing genre. So I'm going to assume that this has potentially opened some floodgates in you. Is that fair?
Yes, I'd never written a poem in my life.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
my son died 3 years ago.
And
a year and a half after he died, they just started coming. And the last 22 months, I've written over 200 poems.
Wow. Well, he is definitely channeling through you. And it's so, it's really powerful because it looks to me like the writing needs to continue for you. So I would tell you, you know, give yourself the chance to celebrate the current book. And at the same time, get started on the next one, because it feels to me like that, I would say that it's probably going to get ramped up even over the next year. So,
yeah, I'm a Taurus.
Yeah.
That helps.
It means that you're going to have a great potential to get in the rhythm of steady expression and just keep going with it, because it's going to be flowing through you pretty strongly. So the only other thing that I'm going to say here is be aware that there's some people that are going to come into the picture that feel already like in your life, like, I don't know, their family or friends or whatever, that are going to start to pull on you energetically a little bit, which could get in the way. So just make sure that you're keeping your boundaries really clear. You're going to have a tendency to want to, you know, give and give and give in all these different directions. And it's time for you to be giving to you and to this greater purpose of the writing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So, you know, not cutting people off at the knees, but just really, really being clear about your own boundaries and making sure that you're on the top of the food chain. That's going to be really important.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Thank
right.
you so much for calling. I'm so proud of you. And seriously, send me the information on that. I would love to get the name of the book out there. So
I will.
Okay.
Thank you,
so. Have a great holiday.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Cool beans. People are doing some really seriously cool things. So that's about it for today, folks. If you like today's show, I'd love for you to email it to the people you know who might like it too. And again, the show will be up in the archives in the next day or so on michellemorgan.org. You can just click on the little email icon to send it, or you can Facebook it or whatever you want to do. And if you love the music today, okay, who wouldn't? Go to iTunes and download the songs. Yes, Elvis is on iTunes, and I will be posting those songs on my Facebook fan page. If you'd like to support this show, I would love for you to go to the radio show page on my website and hit the donate button. You can help me keep Living on a Prayer on the air and listener power. I can't tell you how much I would appreciate that. Next week is going to be an archived show because we're on vacay again for the holiday. And then January 3rd, we're going to do a show on success covenants. This is a very powerful spin on New Year's resolutions. If you're tired of making resolutions that just don't freaking happen, then you're going to want to do a success covenant. We'll be talking about that. So be sure to tune in next week, 12 noon Pacific, on contacttalkradio.com or 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Barb, thank you, darling girl, for the incredible musical analogies today. And hope everybody has a great, great holiday. Blessings to all of you. I'll see you in a couple weeks. This is Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Take care.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.